From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm John Gatto. In this hour of Newsmakers, we're talking about our workforce and future employment trends in western Wisconsin. Even as the workforce has tightened up, there's been a slow yet growing movement toward greater flexibility in the workplace. More and more people are working from home or during hours that are more compatible to their lifestyle. It's a concept that employers are embracing.
If you have the right parameters around the type of work that you're doing, a great understanding between the employee and the employer, the whole idea of either flexible work schedules or working at home is something that I think goes a long way to satisfying employees.
In this half hour of Newsmakers, UW Extension's Mary Meehan Strube talks with a human resources professional from one of the area's largest employers to discuss the growing trend towards flexibility in the workplace. You think of a healthcare institution as a place where the customer goes to visit for the service. And with more than 6,000 employees spread out in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa, it's true that the vast majority of healthcare professionals report to work. But as Mary learned during her conversation with Gunderson Lutheran employee and labor relations director Frank Perez Guerra, even healthcare is accommodating more flexibility for certain employees. The virtual office is a recent concept where instead of going to a static workplace, employees are able to use technology to work wherever they want. Gunderson Lutheran is no exception.
Even though the nature of our business, healthcare, is to be there directly taking care of patients, mm-hmm. we do have really kind of what I would refer to as the business support side of the business, that positions such as transcription, medical coding, potentially some IT or IS related positions that would allow an employee to work at home.
And what brought about that opportunity?
I think that you certainly hit on a few. Anytime that I think that there's the opportunity for an employee to potentially work at home, I think there's certainly some research out there that says that employees tend to be more productive. I think you have to structure the environment appropriately for that to happen. But, other factors too, that technology over the years obviously has gotten to the point where it is very easy for employees to be able to work and communicate with their employer, so be able to work at home. For some businesses, certainly it could be an issue of space. In these times, hard economic times, I think that looking at your overhead and how that might impact your business is certainly a right decision to make.
Just have to ask this question: how do you know they're working?
Well, that is a great question. And for the positions that we have, they are production-oriented positions. Okay. And so when they, in essence, really log into our system to do their work, whether it's transcribing physician notes and letters or doing medical coding on patient records, we're able to track that electronically. We have programs in place that help us measure their productivity. And I think that is something that keeps the employee on task at home, knowing that that's happening. And frankly, it's just good business.
You mentioned a few of the types of positions that are able to do this and work from home or another location. And those aren't necessarily the majority of the positions that you have in the healthcare field, but is it a large number that do this at Gunderson Lutheran?
Well, right now we have about 139 employees that work at home. I mean, that's out of about 6,500 employees. So, mm-hmm. the percentage is pretty low. But again, I think that as we look at the positions that we have that work at home, transcription being our biggest, where we have about 95 employees. It makes sense for us. I know for sure it's a high level of satisfaction for the individuals that are doing that work. I think both from a professional standpoint and certainly probably benefiting them from a personal standpoint.
And do they have to work the traditional types of hours? Or if I'm a person that likes to work really late at night, say 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock, am I able to work then and be off early in the morning kind of?
And I think we can provide that type of flexibility. And not all employers can do that, mm-hmm. though. It depends on what their compensation structures look like and what the business requires. And I think that's always what you have to circle back to, is what is the nature of the work and how is it best serving, in our case, our patients, but for other businesses, their customers.
So how did these opportunities come about? Is it something that the employees requested, or is it that as a growing business, you looked at this as an opportunity that we can, as you say, get good quality service from our employees for the kind of work that needs to be done?
Well, I think that, one of the main focuses of human resources at Gunderson Lutheran is looking what satisfies our employees. And this is certainly one route of doing that. Mm-hmm. And while I don't know specifically how long we've had employees working at home, I'm thinking right probably around the 14, 15-year mark where we've actually had employees at home. Again, it can certainly be a satisfier, and, certainly we want to do everything that we can to have the most productive and engaged employees.
Well, virtual offices are one thing, but then there's an issue called flex time and flexibility in mm-hmm. scheduling. Is that a growing trend at Gunderson Lutheran?
I wouldn't call it a growing trend. I think more so on the business support side, we have that flexibility to do that. And again, I think really what you're aiming at is varying hours instead of maybe the traditional 8-to-5 day that somebody may work 9-to-6 or some variant of hours, as long as we're able to service our patients or in the many cases of with that in the business support side of Gunderson Lutheran's business is taking care of people who take care of people.
What types of jobs do you allow that kind of flexible schedule in?
They'll probably still be in the same areas that we talked about in regards mm-hmm. to working at home. So, again, it's going to be business support, IS positions to a point. Certainly, in our health plan, we have some flexibility there. So, and a lot of it, again, is going to be dictated to really what the business is.
And would it be fair to say that going from an 8-hour day to maybe a 10 or a 12-hour day but fewer days in a week is something that's normal at a medical institution?
I don't think I'd call it normal.
Okay.
Now, again, going back to that theme of satisfied employees, if it works out for being able, again, to service our patients or for the people who take care of patients, then yes, it makes sense. And it's something that we do and we'll continue to look at. Typically, we leave those decisions up to the management of an area. They'll work very closely with human resources in regards to setting something, a program up like that. But, it's certainly something we won't say no to.
And with the workforce in some areas getting tighter, is the flexible hours something that you've considered offering or do offer to keep people working more so than it fits necessarily what the business needs at this point in time in a certain area, but to keep a good, stable workforce, you offer that flex time like that?
Certainly. I think, while obviously we're here to take care of our patients and provide services that help take care of patients, mm-hmm. Again, going back to the theme of really being a great place to work, we have to look very carefully about how we can motivate our employees, and certainly either flexing their time or the ability to work at home are two excellent ways of happy employees.
Does it make a difference in the bottom line fiscally?
Well, it could have an impact. And again, I think if you have the right structure in place, that you will not see a huge impact on your bottom line. Certainly, I think there is the issue of getting set up at home. Let's say if we talked about the home situation and making sure that they have the appropriate equipment, whether it's computer, phones, cable hookup, you name it, those are things that you have to take into account when you make that decision whether you're going to allow employees to work at home or not. But I would say that in the long term, if you are getting good productivity out of your employees, they're happy, they're engaged, they're focused on their work, it probably all even out.
And of course, we have a lot of baby boomers, and we'll be looking more into this aging population that's not only in La Crosse area, but in Wisconsin in general and in other areas. As far as an aging workforce, and after the recession, we're finding that more and more people generally want to continue to work because changes have happened in their economic status within their homes and families. What kind of flexibility do you see happening with that in an aging population?
Well, again, I think that you look at every generation, and you know, if you're doing human resources correctly, you really have to look at the wants and needs and desires of each of those generations and see how that best fits into your business. You know, circling back to if you really want to have a great environment for your employees, you have to remain flexible. And, you know, certainly in healthcare, there's been talk about shortages, and I think certainly the economy has had an impact in regards to what that means right now, but it is coming. And as you look at a very valuable source in the workforce, and that's the aging population, that if we can find a way that they can have productive, meaningful work, certainly.
And then the other end of the spectrum, what kinds of challenges does the younger generation pose for the healthcare field?
That's a great question. Seems to change daily, mm-hmm. but that is, I think, the nature of their generation too. You know, certainly technology and a whole host of things have formed the way they want to live their lives. The issue of work-life balance, you know, while I think is important to everybody, seems to be extremely important to this generation, and you know, certainly applaud them for that. So again, anything that an employer can do to take advantage of their technology, so we can engage this younger workforce, again, provide them meaningful employment, and have good productive employees. There you are.
So in essence, when you say flexible work schedule, you don't necessarily mean work when I feel like working?
Some businesses probably can get away with that. I'm not thinking that would necessarily work very well at Gunderson Lutheran, but, I suppose we could get technical, too, and talk about wage and hour, and that's a whole other show, I'm thinking. But nonetheless, if you have the right parameters around the type of work that you're doing, a great understanding between the employee and the employer, the whole idea of either flexible work schedules or working at home is something that I think goes a long way to satisfying employees.
Do you see any types of differences when you're looking at a younger generation on the type of position and what their expectations are for it, or is it pretty much consistent across all positions with, say, the X and Y generations?
You're always going to see some differences, but I think that once they understand the nature of our business, and you know, we potentially could be a little different. We are a little different than I think most businesses. You know, again, our job taking care of patients, people entrusting their health to us. That's something that our employees go into their fields of work, whether it's nursing or technical positions, whatever they may be, and they find that while they probably want some of the flexibility, some of the things that we've talked about, that they're also very focused in taking care of people and sometimes very sick people.
Healthcare faces shortages in doctors and nurses and other medical professionals. And has that been a driving force at Gunderson Lutheran in terms of the flexible schedules?
I think it certainly plays into how we might look at how we hire people and what type of flexibility we provide. But again, I think that the nature of our business is a little more being available when the patient's available. Obviously, in the hospital, 24/7 clinic, you can get a little bit more standard 8-5. But even then, you know, our business is changing too. The consumer isn't necessarily going to want to be seen between 8 and 5. They're going, want to be seen on Saturday, have availability to urgent care. And I think Gunderson Lutheran's done a great job in looking at that concept and saying, how can we best serve our patients, whether it's in the hospital setting or in the clinic setting.
Technology has had such rapid advancements in what people can do. with work and employment and the types of positions and opportunities that are available. And I think that you have something called telecommuting.
Well, it's not really telecommuting. It's, maybe you're talking about telemedicine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
And certainly we have that. And, you know, again, being an institution that has specialty services here in La Crosse and then a regional system with a lot of primary care providers in our regional system, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa, that we really can help those regional providers by leveraging technology. And we do that, you know, we have what's referred to as MediLink, or an 800 number basically, where our regional providers can call in and talk with a specialist about concerns or issues they may have with a patient. And in turn, telemedicine, which allows us to be able to see a patient, let's say a specialist in La Crosse is able to see a patient in Prairie du Chien or Viroqua. Those are things that we do, we need to continue to do, and I think we'll see a lot more of that in the future. But again, it circles back to servicing our patients, and that's a great way of doing it.
I'm going to go back in time when, you know, if someone was sick, the doctor came into the home. And I look at your telemedicine concept, and I'm thinking, gosh, there are many rural areas in Wisconsin, and if they needed the services of a specialist, but maybe you didn't have a clinic there, but they maybe had a visiting healthcare professional, a home healthcare nurse kind of individual that would come into the home, do you foresee down the future that maybe people will see a doctor from their own home again, only in a different way, not necessarily in person?
I think that our technology certainly could allow that. You know, I'm a medical expert, mm-hmm. so there are a lot of things that I'm sure go into setting up and being able to provide service to our patients. So it's probably a little hard for me to answer that question. But again, I guess if we're looking at the theme of technology here and how it's impacted employees, healthcare workers, that certainly I think it's a good possibility.
We have talked a lot about flexibility in this recession, but has there been flexibility for the employer?
I think the economy has unfortunately impacted everyone, and obviously not in a good way. But, you know, when you start talking about unemployment and then as an employer is able to hire, yeah, certainly I think that when you're in an economic environment that we're in some positions, you probably have a larger pool of candidates to draw from, which, you know, obviously can advantage an employer. You know, the other side of that coin is, too, is that the very good workers are the ones that are probably hanging on to their jobs and probably not so willing to just jump ship, too. So, there, you know, there's also that part of the business to say, can you really recruit some of that very top talent away from another organization in uncertain times? So, you know, really both sides of the fence. So, you know, to answer the question, yeah, I would say that that there are some positions that have that we benefited from in regards to a bigger candidate pool. You know, if it were up to me, I'd like to see employment sky high and everybody that wants an opportunity to have an opportunity to work.
Do you expect more flexibility in the future?
Some of the very basic things that we chatted about today, you know, whether it's generational issues or technology, you know, business and how they choose to run their business, overhead, space, all those things are things that need to be considered, you know, even in La Crosse. I mean, as great a place as it is, sometimes it's not so easy to go from La Crosse to Onalaska and back and forth. So certainly I think businesses have to be smarter about how they engage their employees and how we do our work.
You know, you mentioned you have about 139 employees that actually have the opportunity to work from their home. So that really means 139 less office space, mm-hmm. or you know, offices, or, of course, it may be less than that, of course, if they're different shift workers.
Right.
And 139 less parking spaces, possibly.
Yeah. I think that if you look at all of that, all those things certainly have an impact. And, 139 less people driving the cars, using gas. And, obviously the green initiatives are out there. And Gunderson Lutheran, just if we put a plug in there, certainly is leading the healthcare industry in that particular area. But, certainly has an impact. And I think that we need to keep looking at that.
As you think about the future and hoping that we have an influx and a great increase in the number of jobs, but with the economy the way it has been and all of the advances that we've talked about with technology and the transitioning of the workforce and schedules in that, do you foresee that we have the potential to be smaller but still provide the same and maybe even better quality?
I think in the context of today's environment, we have to be. Have to leverage technology. We have to find ways to be as efficient as possible in providing healthcare services. Through healthcare reform, and everybody has to really look carefully about how they do their business and what's the most efficient way to do their business. Healthcare is no different.
And the advancements in medicine itself.
Absolutely.
Are you able to do routine employer and employee communications and standard HR kinds of things like performance or job evaluations, discipline, praise, and encouragement?
It really goes back to, again, if you have the appropriate structure in place, we'll go back to the example of transcription and the ability to track productivity and other issues. It really can not be that much different than having an employee on site. The issues, if there are any, then can be addressed, and we can ask those employees to come in and have a discussion about what we can do to help them do their job better. And but overall, I don't see that as a major stumbling block for allowing people to work at home.
Our topic in this half hour of Newsmakers, flexibility in the workplace. We heard from Gunderson Lutheran Healthcare Director of Employee and Labor Relations, Frank Perez Guerra. He spoke with Mary Meehan Stroob, Director of UW Extension in La Crosse County. And that's Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm John Gatto. Our production team includes Steve Rysom, Mary Meehan Stroob, and our senior news editor and Newsmakers producer, John Davis. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, we invite you to visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau, as well as network news from Wisconsin Public Radio and National Public Radio. And if you'd like to comment on our Newsmakers program or have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse.